Mrs. Chapel for March 15th, 1963. The Student Coordinating Council is in charge of the program.
May the Lord our God open our eyes that we may behold wondrous things from His Word.
Who has measured the waters in the hollow of His hand and marked off the heavens with a span? Enclosed the dust of the earth in a measure, and weighed the mountains in scales and the hills in a balance. Who has directed the Spirit of the Lord, or as His counselor has instructed Him? Whom did He consult for His enlightenment, and who taught Him the path of justice, and taught Him knowledge, and showed Him the way of understanding? Behold, the nations are like a drop from a bucket, and are accounted as the dust on the scales. Behold, He takes up the isles like fine dust. Lebanon would not suffice for fuel, nor are its beasts enough for a burnt offering. All of the nations are as nothing before Him. They are accounted by Him as less than nothing and emptiness. To whom then will you liken God? Or what likeness compare with Him? The idol? A workman casts it, and a goldsmith overlays it with gold and casts for it silver chains. He who is impoverished chooses for an offering wood that will not rot. He seeks out a skillful craftsman to set up an image that will not move. Have you not known? Have you not heard? Has it not been told you from the beginning? Have you not understood from the foundations of the earth? It is He who sits above the circle of the earth, and its inhabitants are like grasshoppers, who stretches out the heavens like a curtain and spreads them out like a tent to dwell in, who brings princes to naught and makes the rulers of the earth as nothing. Scarcely are they planted, scarcely sown, scarcely has their stem taken root in the earth when He blows upon them and they wither, and the tempest carries them off like stubble. To whom then will you compare me, that I should be like Him, says the Holy One? Lift up your eyes on high and see who created these. He brings out their host by number, calling them all by name. By the greatness of His might, and because He is strong in power, not one is missing. Why do you say, O Jacob, and speak, O Israel, My way is hid from the Lord, and my right is disregarded by my God? Have you not known? Have you not heard? The Lord is the everlasting God, the creator of the ends of the earth. He does not faint or grow weary. His understanding is unsearchable. He gives power to the infant, and to him who has no might, He increases strength. Even youths shall weary and faint, and young men shall fall exhausted. But they who wait for the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint.
In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things were made through Him, and without Him was not anything made that was made. In Him was life, and the life was the light of men. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. He came for testimony, to bear witness to the light, that all might believe through him. He was not the light, but came to bear witness to the light. The true light that enlightens every man was coming into the world. He was in the world, and the world was made through him, yet the world knew him not. He came to his own home, and his own people received him not. But to all who receive him, who believe in his name, he gave power to become the children of God, who were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, full of grace and truth. We have beheld his glory, glory as of the Son from the Father. And from his fullness have we all received grace upon grace. For the law was given through Moses. Grace and truth came through Jesus Christ. No one has ever seen God. The only Son who is in the bosom of the Father, he has made him known.
I suspect we think of theology in almost a purely technical sense. We are, after all, professional theologians. We think theology, we talk theology, we eat theology, we drink theology, we even dream theology at night when we would sleep. Therefore, you and I are constantly amazed when God's Word finds expression in language that is very simple, language that is often untheological, or even poor theology. This is particularly true in the hymns we often sing and the prayers we often pray. In spite of the fact that the prayer is given to anthropomorphic language, we somehow confront God. I should like to read a prayer by a Negro layman, member of the First African Baptist Church of Richmond, Virginia. In this dark way of sin and death, while the loud thunders of thy wrath roll in majesty in the sinner's ear, the blaze of thy fury flashes all of a sudden before his eyes, send your brooding spirit like a dove through the storm and speak peace to his wretched soul before it is everlastingly too late. Show him the slippery rocks and the miry clay. Make him see that Satan follows fast, tripping at his heels, and hell yawns open to catch him when he falls. Oh, arrest him by the mighty power of thy grace. Pour down your mercy like rain from the summer clouds. Make him open his blind eyes to see the beauty of thy holiness, a shining in the face of your beloved Son. Like the rainbow when the storm has done gone and passed away. O thou great King of glory who rides in the golden chariot in the New Jerusalem, above the sun and above the clouds, I beseech and pray you, drive thy white horses down this way. And when the hoofs of the horses strike this lower world and the dashing wheels come in our sight, stop thy chariot at Washington City and alight in loving kindness at the door of thy servant, the President Grant, and tell him exactly what to do. Sound the meaning of your will in the Congress halls and tell the great men without their own asking how to serve their country best. Purge the hearts of the senators and representatives from the love of sin and lead their stumbling feet from the snares of hell. Help them, O God, to remember thy servants in every sorrow and temptation, just as Jesus remembers us. Thin out the desire of honor and the love of salary from their souls like suckers out of corn. And may your name be above every name, and thy kingdom come in the high places and the low, like the light of morning comes to the hills and the valleys the same.
After leaving Washington City, O God, and taking thy time, drive your chariot down over the fields and rein up thy horses of fire at the capital of old Virginia. Light out at the governor's door. And go into his house and tell him what things he ought to say. And show him what things he ought to do. Like a father who shows and who tells his own children what they ought to do. And then a prayer from Francis Thompson, who is so well known for his Hound of Heaven. The prayer of a little child to Jesus. Little Jesus, wast thou shy once and just as small as I? And what did it feel like to be out of heaven and just like me? Didst thou sometimes think of there and ask where all the angels were? I should think that I would cry for my house all made of sky. I would look about the air and wonder where the angels were. And at waking, 'twould distress me, not an angel there to dress me. Hadst thou ever any toys like us little girls and boys? And didst thou play in heaven with all the angels that were not too tall, with stars for marbles? Did the things play, "Can you see me?" through their wings? And did thy mother let thee spoil thy robes with playing on our soil? How nice to have them always new in heaven, because 'twas quite clean blue. Didst thou kneel at night to pray, and didst thou join thy hands this way? And did they tire sometimes, being young, and make the prayer seem very long? And dost thou like it best that we should join our hands to pray to thee? I used to think, before I knew, the prayer not said unless I do. And did thy mother at the night kiss thee and fold the clothes in right? And didst thou feel quite good in bed, kissed and sweet in thy prayer said? Thou canst not have forgotten all that it feels like to be small. And thou knowest, I cannot pray to thee in my father's way. When thou wast little, say, couldst thou pray in thy father's way? So a little child come down, and hear a child's tongue like thy own. Take me by the hand and walk, and listen to my baby talk. To thy father show my prayer. He will look, thou art so fair, and say, O Father, I, thy son, bring the prayer of a little one. And he will smile that children's tongue has not changed since thou wast young. Let us join in prayer. Let us, as we open our prayer, praise God the Father Almighty, remembering his love, which is known to us in Jesus Christ and made effective in us through his Holy Spirit. Let us, in prayer, confess our sin. Those sins which are unconfessed to God and others, and even unadmitted to ourselves. Let us confess the sin of professionalism that drains the service of its joy and reckless abandon, and places a price tag on our every ministry. Let us confess the sin of pride. Let us pray for the liberal who stays away from this worship for fear he might be accused of being religious. Let us pray for the fundamentalist who stays away from this service for fear his religion might be contaminated. Let us pray for him who attends faithfully this worship, that his attendance may not lead to religious pride. Let us confess our own selfishness and ask for God's forgiveness for thinking more of ourselves than we have a right to think, and ask to be delivered from all self-centeredness that leaves us no time to be concerned for each other. Let us now beseech God to strengthen this community of faith, that ours may be more of a pilgrimage than an aimless wandering. Let us beseech God to effect in us that genuine spirit of brotherhood, which respects every man for his personhood. We bring these prayers to thee, O God, in the name of Jesus Christ, and we ask that thou wouldst grant them for the sake of that same name. Amen.
Let us pray. Our God, the God of hope, fill us with all joy and peace in believing, so that by the power of the Holy Spirit we may be able to abound in hope.